What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura, Dustin Fox here for Cleveland Browns today. It's the short week, so we're going to get right into this matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday night. And Dustin, I think one of the big keys to success for the Browns lately has been the back end of this defense. And I think Dante Whitner is really starting to come on. I thought he had his best game of the year on Sunday.
I completely agree with you. Dante, the first couple weeks, I feel like he didn't make a lot of impact plays. But the last couple, especially that hit he had on Darren McFadden against the Raiders to force that fumble, I thought that won the ball game for the Browns. And then this week he continues to make big plays in the running game. And then the interception that he had on that little tip drill from Joe Hayden, fantastic. Good to see him back. I think our entire secondary as a whole is playing really well right now.
Yeah, and I think the back end is really the key in the NFL now. You need to be able to stop teams from throwing the football, and you talked about Joe Hayden, that tip. Last week it was Whitner knocking the ball out, getting it to Hayden. This week Hayden tips it to Whitner. He seems to be back to lock down Joe. In fact, last week against Tampa, when they targeted him with either Evans or Vincent Jackson, they came up with nothing, not a single catch.
In fact, if you go back to Pro Football Focus and look at their grades, the last 3 weeks, off the charts, how much better he's getting. We talked about it the last few weeks. I felt like you felt like the hip was bothering him a little bit. Seems like he's finally getting healthy. Very comfortable. Looks like same old Joe. And we're going to need same old Joe this week because tremendous challenge in A.J. Green.
Certainly a big challenge. Last time they went to Cincinnati, Joe Hayden, two interceptions, one for a touchdown. He seems to match up well, though, with A.J. Green. Last year had a lot of success against him. I think he prefers those bigger receivers that he can get his hands on.
How about this? Two catches for 7 yards the last time Joe matched up against A.J. Green. And you're right. I think he does do a good job matching up against the big physical receivers this week. You know, he had his hands full at times with Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson, but A.J. Green, for whatever reason, when he can get his hands on him, jam him, and shadow and mirror him down the field, does a great job with that.
Well, when you consider A.J. Green had 100 yards or a touchdown in 10 games last year, he had just 9 catches for 58 yards in 2 games against Joe Hayden. Joe's got his number, so that's good there. And then also, you got to be happy with what Deshaun Gibson continues to do. 6 interceptions now, leading the league. Had another one last week. He just seems to be in the right place at the right time all the time, so it's not an accident.
He's having a Pro Bowl season, and who would have thought that coming into the year that Deshaun Gibson would be leading the entire league in interceptions, best safety in the AFC North by far, and he's doing it all as an undrafted guy. We keep talking about his story. He just continues to play with that chip on his shoulder. He's always around the football. He's got a knack for that, and the Browns are loving what he's doing right now, and we're loving it too.
Absolutely, no question. Coming up with those big interceptions. And he's learned a lot from Dante Whitner. He said that. The coaches have said that. But right now, Deshaun Gibson coming into his own as one of the preeminent safeties in the NFL. Now, the Browns are going to have their hands full with Jeremy Hill. And if Giovanni Bernard's back with that ground attack of Cincinnati, we'll get to that in one of the other episodes this week. But I want to focus on this passing game matchup. You got A.J. Green and Joe Hayden. We know that matchup. Yep. The critical one is going to be, again, I think, Buster Skrine against Mohamed Sanu, who comes in as the leading receiver for the Bengals so far this year.
Well, Sanu got a lot of reps because A.J. Green was out with that toe. Now he's back to that number two role. But Sanu is a very capable guy, very capable of being a number one receiver on many teams in this league. And you're right, he's going to have his hands full. And he had his hands full last week with some of the bigger guys from Tampa Bay. I know he'll step up. He always seems to when he kind of gets his back pressed up against the wall. He's talented, he's fast, and he can run with anybody in this league.
No question about it. And while Sanu stands at 6'2", he's big, but he's not like Mike Evans,
who's an absolute behemoth
out there. But it's interesting. And let me ask you this. When you have a quarterback like Andy Dalton who loses A.J. Green, you bring in Sanu, he becomes that number one guy. Now he's the number two guy, but they have that rapport there, so they have some pretty dangerous weapons on the outside.
Well, heck, I mean, you think about Marvin Jones was there. He got hurt this season. It seems like they have this next man up mentality with their receiving core. I love what they have there talent-wise. In terms of rapport, he's got a little bit with Mohamed Sanu, but now A.J. Green comes back in and takes the heat off of Sanu. I think that makes them even more dangerous in terms of their weapons down the field.
And then Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is good, but is he great?
Oh,
I don't think
boy.
So. The jury's still out there. He can take him to the playoffs, but he can't win.
3 years in the league, 3 playoff appearances.
Which is good.
I know he hasn't won in the playoffs, and that's the big knack on him. But his stats in the regular season, remarkable. How can you not like this guy?
You do like him, but you need him to come through. Not on Thursday night, obviously. 6 interceptions already on the season, so he will give you the ball. And this has been an opportunistic defense. 8 turnovers in the last 3 games alone. So I think if they can win this battle on the back end, it will go a long way. Dustin, appreciate the time and the insights as always. So for Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you very much for tuning in to Cleveland Browns today. Don't forget the Browns prime time, national TV, Thursday night in a huge showdown with the Cincinnati Bengals.